Eric Trump. Trump is shattering all fundraising records following FBI raid. By Hannah Blow on August 10, 2022. Former President Donald Trump is shattering fundraising records following the FBI's raid of his Mar-a-Lago home. His son Eric Trump announced on Tuesday evening. Breaking, DonaldDTrump.com is shattering all fundraising records and I'm told has raised more money in the past 24 hours than ever before in recent history. Eric Trump revealed on Truth Social and Twitter, suggesting that the raid has riled up the conservative base. The report of massive fundraising numbers follows the FBI's unprecedented raid of Mar-a-Lago, which Trump described as prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. Conservatives have not reacted kindly to Biden's FBI taking the action, demanding a prompt investigation. Stunningly, President Biden's team denied having any advance knowledge on the raid itself, a denial Trump has called out. Biden knew all about this, just like he knew all about Hunter's deals, Trump wrote on Truth Social. In a separate post, Trump echoed the sentiments of many other Republicans, asserting that we are no better than a third-world country, a banana republic. It is a continuation of Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the no collusion Mueller report, and more. To make matters worse, it is all, in my opinion, a coordinated attack with radical left Democrat state and local DAs and AGs, Trump said. In a Wednesday morning update, Trump revealed that the feds would not let anyone be near the areas that were rummaged and otherwise looked at during the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Everyone was asked to leave the premises, they wanted to be left alone, without any witnesses to see what they were doing, taking or, hopefully not, planting. Why did they strongly insist on having nobody watching them, everybody out? He pondered, noting that former President Barack Obama and twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton were never raided despite big disputes.